Two of the proposed bills would prohibit people from sitting or lying on public sidewalks. One bill would ban the activity in the Waikiki Special District, the other elsewhere on Oahu. English professor Susan Schultz testified in opposition.
The bills themselves contain a lot of language which suggests that the homeless are unhealthy, but that what we really want is a healthy economy. And so we're going to get rid of the homeless. But what I think is really at stake here, as I think we all know but we're not saying, is money.
Two other measures would prohibit urinating and defecating in public, one a ban in Waikiki and the other island-wide. Congressional District 1 candidate and Pacific Alliance to Stop Slavery Executive Director Catherine Gian says criminalizing homelessness is unconstitutional and enforcement of the sidewalk and stored property ordinances abusive.
City officials have taken walkers from seniors. I've talked to people who have had their heart medication taken, diabetes medication taken, and I've talked to families whose babies' Pampers were taken. So my agency had to throw a fundraiser to provide all of the things that the city took. Is this fair?
Waikiki Improvement Association President Rick Egid said the issue is not only about homeless people in Waikiki, it's about keeping public sidewalks open. Egid was also asked how much revenue was at stake in the tourism hub.
The figure that I was able to come up with by comparing the property tax dollars that were generated just in Waikiki plus the TAT comes to about 20% of all the taxes the city and county of Honolulu collects. And of course, the state collects even more.
People with medical conditions would be exempt from the laws if passed. The Honolulu Police Department would provide warnings and issue citations, which would be punishable as petty misdemeanors. Fines could not exceed $1,000, with a maximum sentence of 30 days in jail. Council member Breen Harimoto voted against the measure, saying it does not address the real problem.
One of the big root causes that I think all experts agree on is the lack of affordable housing. So we need to put all of these things into perspective. And let's not just say, pass one law, we've done our jobs, pat ourselves on the back. I don't think it works that way.
But Council Member Ikaika Anderson, who introduced the measures on behalf of the administration, said the bills are timely and in the public's best interest.
But I don't believe, Mr. Chairman, that we can sit here and wait for another 6 months or even another 3 months to do nothing and wait for the problem to go away. We need to ensure that all of our citizens have equal access to the public areas.
All four measures now go back to the City Council's Zoning and Planning Committee for a final public hearing July 24th. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.